This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City, Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Whippy. The Whippy.
To the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We're on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything we can to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I am your host, Louis B. I don't hold my tongue or censor myself. I attack the issues that I don't agree with, and I drag them into the light. Today won't be no different. Today is Monday, May 16, 2011. Good evening, everyone. Welcome, everyone. Broadcasting live from Austin, Texas, I had the pleasure of having a renowned thief, Luke Rakowski, on. He admitted to stealing $11,000 from sick and dying first responders, and I congratulated him because fuck the first responders. In fact, if anyone gives you any gruff, Mr. Luke Rakowski, if anyone gives you gruff, make sure you call him COINTELPRO. Jesus. Yeah, oh God, I can't believe it. Anyways, just fuck it, that's all I'm gonna say about that bullshit. I'm gonna have Slim Swayze come on the show soon. He wants to come on and speak his piece. And just hooking up the Skype. Also, I'm going to be talking about the IMF guy that... I'm going to be talking about the IMF guy that got accused of rape here in New York City. Which... I'm going to get into it, but something about it. Him getting arrested. I mean... The one thing I want to say about it now is he must have did something right for them to have thrown him under the bus. Because usually guys that high up in power, especially part of this banking cartel, they usually let them get away with far worse. I mean, this guy, what, did he attempt to rape some chick or he did rape her? I'm going to... It's something that you know, it's really fishy. There's something really fishy about the whole... thing here. Hold on, we got Mike Hutch on. Mike, how you doing?
Doesn't necessarily mean that they were doing something right. Sometimes they'll throw one of their own under the bus.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's kind of... But why this guy, though? I mean, he was running for the president of France... Probably gonna succeed Berlusconi, and now this dude's gonna be sitting his ass in Rikers. I mean, isn't that funny? I mean, you go from being able to bang him to... I mean, seriously, if you got that much money and power, you don't have to rape. And I'm not saying he did do it, because you know what? It's really, you know, innocent until proven guilty, but... I want to read this article from this blog that I found recently that I started mirroring their post on the crutchoutradio.com. It's from the False Rape Society, and the post is entitled, "So Rape Claims Aren't Taken Seriously? Reuters says the claim against Strauss-Kahn could impact the well-being of the global economy." So how often do we hear that rape claims are not taken seriously? A Reuters headline screams, "Strauss-Kahn allegations are consequential for the global economy." See, seriously, I mean, let me stop right there. Let me stop right there. So this dude, you know, what he does with his penis can screw over the whole planet's money. I mean, if I could get really ghetto right now, if I could...
The not taken seriously thing agitates me, because lately I've been looking at videos regarding misandry, which is the hate of men.
Well, yeah, I've done shows on misandry, and I usually post them on my Facebook wall, Twitter about it. And I follow blogs that talk about misandry, and in fact, there's this article that I'm going to be talking about how how this feminist, the son of a feminist, got accused of falsely accused of rape.
Done something.
Yeah. So. But before I continue,
it doesn't matter if the woman accuses the guy of rape. Guess what? He's going to jail before trial.
Mm-hmm. So I'd like to give a big shout out to Darius, Orion, Sam I Ain't, and two of the nons in the chat room. How you guys doing? Thank you for checking out the Crouch Out Radio Show today. Why does Zen Brooklyn always leave me? Why does she always leave?
Who's the first one here?
Yeah, she was the first one here, and she's the first one gone. She has something to tell me, but is like, "Oh, you gotta grow up first before I can tell you." I'm like, "Oh, okay." Well, I guess you have to dictate when I grow up then. That's one thing. If I could take a tangent, I think that's funny when people claim that you're not grown up enough. Like they are the authority of what's mature and what isn't. It's basically based on their own moralities that people judge you on.
Their own whims and morality changes when they change their mind 5 minutes late.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, you've been acting like a jackass on Christie's show.
I've been disagreeing with things, yeah.
Yeah, well, you can't do it in a nicer way? No.
How have I started out doing it, man? I'd like to be informed of that. I mean, I've had people gang up on me and say, "Yeah, you know everything," just because I was putting my input on it. Everything. I'm not saying I know everything. That's just a cop out argument. But I'm not mad at anybody.
Yeah, hold on. Darius said, that dude pissed someone off. He had been banging his whole life. That all of a sudden there is a problem. Samayan says they always have something on these guys. That's how they control them. They are throwing him under the bus for some reason. Word is he skull fucked a maid and he agreed to a DNA test. So you know what that means. You know, well, usually if someone agrees to a fucking DNA test, either they are threatening him with something else, or he really didn't do it, and they're expecting not to find anything. I mean, this is gonna be fucking hilarious if this turns out that this maid is trying to score some dough off of him, be like, "Oh, he's rich," and trying to get rich or as I like to call it, playing the feminist lotto.
I don't know if the feminist lotto works with elite people.
Well, it does be. Well, I don't. Well, I don't know. I'm just saying she's trying. She's attempting to play the feminist lotto by, oh, he raped me, and then when he's locked up, it's time to get compensated for $2 billion. It's time to get compensated for $2 billion. Yeah.
Take them to criminal court and civil court. It's all fucked up shit.
Yeah. I mean, this, you know, either way, you know, well, I mean, I don't know how you sue someone that's from another country, but I guess if he's here, you know, he's under the jurisdiction.
We'll get extradited to countries so they are under the jurisdiction.
Yeah. So, what else we got going? Yeah, no, basically he was denied bail today on charges he attempted to rape a hotel maid. Yeah, attempted. So this hasn't been proven yet. Yeah, of course, you know, according to feminists and, you know, a lot of women, you know, he's a rapist. No matter what. No matter what happens now, he's gonna be a rapist. For the rest of his life, he's a dude that raped the maid, no matter what, you know, what facts come out. But, again, back to this article here from False Rape Society. A London paper says Strauss-Kahn has been destroyed overnight. Other news announced that the allegation has affected the stock market. The stock market banks led European equity markets lower on Monday as the weekend arrest of International Monetary Fund chief Dominique Strauss-Kahn cast a shadow over a meeting of Eurozone finance ministers to discuss the region's ongoing debt crisis. U.S. Texas Congressman Ron Paul, right-wing presidential candidate, said this: "These are the kinds of people who are running the IMF, and we want to turn the world's finance and control of the money supply over to them." I mean, you know, okay, Ron Paul is correct in this, but the thing is, they're throwing this guy. I mean, why are they? I mean, if somebody could find out why they're throwing him under the bus. I mean, that would be most appreciated. I mean, I want to know what this guy is actually doing that could have pissed somebody off.
It could have been anything from as big as turning his back on them or sleeping with someone's woman he shouldn't have.
Yeah, I mean, but he's French. That's like in their DNA to like freaking cheat on each other. I mean, Sarkozy's cheating on. I mean, seriously, if you're freaking married to Carla Brunei, who still got a fucking stripper body, why the hell are you cheating? I mean, look, I don't mean to sound like a freaking tabloid here, but I wanted to read this thing because it fucking amazes me how a lot of freaking, how a lot of guys, they have a hot chick, and they just, they cheat on them with another chick that's like fucking subpar. This dude, Carla Brunei, I mean, she could freaking wear a bikini and freaking look hot. I mean, she was a fucking model or I don't know what she was, but hot ass wife. And still cheating around, but that's besides the point. But that's how the French do though. Is, you know, it's like they're married, but you know, they got a gourmand on the side.
But I mean, they don't let that work for anybody else. Like, boys will be boys, you know. So.
Yeah, we got Christy in the chat room. She was around back in the day. So we got Kate. And now we got people like, okay, I got this freaking Jew. Alrighty. Oops. So, okay, what else we got going on? Oh, yeah, let me just continue with this shit. I'm sorry here. All because of a disrupted rape allegation. Right now, that's all it is. I have no idea if it's a crime was committed, and neither do you. But I know one thing. The entire world is taking very seriously the word of an unnamed maid it knows nothing about. Ain't that funny? I mean, now that...
It's total bullshit, because when they report the crime, they get to stay anonymous, but the men don't get to stay anonymous until their trial.
No, exactly. I mean, look, check this out. I mean, case in point, there was this homeless man that was convicted of raping little these three little girls. Yeah, they were underage, and they lied about the rape because, you know, they were late getting home from school, and they didn't want to get in trouble. They were probably out playing hooky or something. So they freaking threw this guy under the bus, and it's kind of funny that... That's such a freaking knee-jerk reaction to even young girls now. It's like, oh my god, I don't want to get in trouble. What do you do? Oh, let's just throw a guy under the bus and accuse him of rape. I know Christy's in the chat room. I know. Let's just acknowledge, yes, this happens to women, some women too. They get falsely accused of beating their children and doing fucking horrible shit to their children with little to no evidence, or, well, in Chrissy's case, zero evidence, and they're still pushing her underneath the bus and wasting her damn time and stealing her children and breaking up the family. Yes, all right, fine. Now that we got that out the way, let's talk about the guys that get screwed over.
System is not there to benefit women either, and until they realize
no, the system is not there to benefit anybody unless you're part of the elite or you know you're a familiar, like if anyone's ever seen that movie Blade, they had the vampires had like human pets basically, and they were called familiars. They knew that they know the vampires are wrong, and they know that the vampires are going to kill them eventually. But they were like, "Well, as long as I'm serving them, they'll save me for last."
Is Christy being metaphorical there, or is she being literal?
I have no idea. Men and women get screwed over and screw people over equally. Yes, Christy, we just said that. Even though I really don't see it, I personally don't see it. I don't see how women get screwed over equally than men. Yes, women do get screwed over, but I don't know if it's the equal amount.
Turn on TV.
I mean,
you don't see as much women bashing. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, look, check this out. Let me, hold on. Case in point. Gotta freaking go. Okay. I mean, does anybody remember that chick that, she gave her son up for adoption, and then after a while decided to, you know, look him up on Facebook, and then they hooked up. I mean, she fucked her son. Amy Sword. She's getting 9 to 30 years in prison. Actually, well, what did she end up getting? Because that shit would just piss me off if you know. Because had this been a man, it'd be a whole different fucking story.
Well, 9 to 30 years sounds actually typical for what a man might get. I don't know.
Yeah, no, but you know, the writer and one of this article that I wrote, I mean that I wrote, that I read, said that there was no victims in this crime.
But I mean, I Christy's making statements here in the chat room.
Christy, your mouth is writing checks that your ass can't cash. I'm just kidding.
And there's no doubt that you had to deal with all that and two deadbeat dads. But what I'd like to bring up. That term, deadbeat dad, do you ever hear deadbeat? How often do you hear deadbeat mom?
I have, honestly. If one of
how often?
Not much.
See what I mean? I mean, you hear it. Yeah. Sure. And Christy, in your case, it's more than both ways. It's, I mean, you've been totally fucked over. There's no difference in that.
Yeah, no. There really isn't. There, you know, and I'm not saying there is, but we're talking about, like that's the thing. I have to, like, put a disclaimer out there, but this is what we're talking about. We're talking about this part here. Yes, I know. I mean, you know, it's... You gotta fix these problems individually. And since I'm a guy, and since I...
Men screw women just as often as women screw men. What about divorce and alimony and who ends up forking over more cash and child support?
So, I mean... Oh, man. We got Epiphany up in the chat room. How you doing, Epiphany? I'm trying to find this fucking article where, you know, they actually go get into the whole psychological aspect of a mother and son having sex with each other. I mean, it's fucked up. I mean, the kid is 16. I mean, you know, and you see pictures of Amy Schwartz. Look, she's hot. She's in her mid-30s. She's a hot chick. If I was 16, I'm bagging it up. But, you know, but I mean, not in the, I don't know. I mean, if I knew, I know if they was my mother trying to do that, I'll be fucking, what the fuck, hell no. Even as I'm 16, but I mean, this just proves both of them were fucked in the head to begin with. I mean, but then again, I was never put up for adoption. You know, so I've never had abandonment issues. So, I mean, you don't know what goes through a kid's head. You know, I'm pretty sure a kid that's put up for adoption and you know, gets a little, you know, look, why come my mom didn't want me, this, that, and the other thing.
I mean, who knows how much the kid's head was fucked up through that process and what the various foster parents would have done to him. Or was he adopted fully out?
Well, he was in foster care. I mean, that's the thing that's fucked up, really.
Foster care is the most problematic, but I'm not going to say the problems aren't there for straight out adoption. But I wouldn't say it much.
You know, I mean, they're saying that there's no victims when it came to this chick. The thing is, had it been a man, this dude would have gotten demonized. But, you know, almost all the comments that I've seen is like, oh, well, she's very disturbed. She needs counseling. Had this been a man, they'd be like, kill him, burn him with fire.
Castrate him, you know.
You know. And look, and I'm not saying those feelings are not wrong, but let's just be honest and let's just be equal when it comes to that. And that's my only issue right there. They practically castrate you at birth already, says Christy. Yeah, well. Hey, look. Yes, I was circumcised, but you know what?
I was circumcised too, and I'm pissed about that.
Why? Why? At least there's no cheese, you know. There ain't no cheese that goes on.
That is total bullshit. The majority of men don't need it. Them passing it off as a health issue, it is not needed. In a huge majority of cases, it is so minute that it should be handled on a case-by-case basis with the consent of the individual it's being performed on.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you lose ability for sexual pleasure that you will never get back.
Yeah, but if you've never had it, you wouldn't miss it, so.
Yes, but you'll never know what you lost. You've still been fucked. I mean, it doesn't matter if you don't know what it was. They took it from you.
Yeah, but, you know, seriously, you know, kids that young shouldn't be having sex.
But when you get older, dude...
I'm just saying, you know, if you're 4 months old and you're banging, you got problems.
When you get older, so you know that, you know what type of decision you're making. You know what the consequences are. It's a barbaric practice from the Bronze Age. Anyway. People scream about female genital mutilation, and I really don't know which one's worse. You both described me, I'm not sure.
Well, I think it's both equally as bad, and you know, you can't be like freaking chopping off a girl's, you know, clitoris as well, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's just, you know, like, I don't understand how, well, we gotta serve God, so we gotta chop off a piece of your body. What? Then why the fuck, why the...
God told me I would be very scared for my
mental
health.
I'd be like, then why the fuck did you put it in the first place? It seems like you're asking me to correct your fuck up. is what I'm trying to say. I'm like, wait, how is this correct? All right, I'm going to serve God. I'm going to just cut off a piece of my dick. Here you go, Jesus. No.
Sam, I ain't. The thing is that both are bad, and we need to stop all of these problems.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm more concerned about one.
Oh, darn.
The other.
Oh, and they use a very dull knife that with that castration. She will never serve even close to 9 years, says Epiphany up in the TalkShoe chat room. Yeah, no, of course not. But had it been a dude, this dude, they would have had to put him in protective custody because the people in jail would be trying to kick his ass. Because, I mean, I don't know how true that is. That, you know, the pedophiles get their asses kicked, get killed in prison.
I hate to be, and I'm going to try to be, keep myself from being as graphic as possible.
Yeah.
The whole thing is they say, well, it's the man who puts it in her, right? He's the one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the girl.
Well,
it's
hard, of course. That means he likes it. Well, you know, during the case of rape, the woman... orgasms, of course, that means she likes it. That is no valid excuse.
Does that actually happen? Because, I mean, how can you orgasm in that action? I mean, you
can't. You can if the proper spot is hit. Mm-hmm. If I'm wrong, someone please correct me.
Isn't orgasming also, to orgasm, you also have to be in that right frame of mind for it to happen? I mean, you have to be enjoying it. So, I mean, the fact, I can't see...
It doesn't necessarily mean, I mean, for example, even if you are enjoying it, you could not want to do it for other reasons.
Hmm.
Just because you enjoy something doesn't mean you want to do something at that particular time.
Hmm. You're talking about premature ejaculation, Mikey. Aww.
No.
Aww.
Hey, do you know circumcision causes that problem partially?
Not really.
Yes, it does.
No, now you're telling lies.
Compared to what, when it would occur, it brings it sooner. That's how I'll put it without getting graphic. There you go.
Yeah. But I gotta find out what this IMF guy did or wasn't doing or did do that they're like, okay, well, it's time to throw you under the bus, nigga. So, oh man. So what's this next article we got here? Let me see. Oh wait, I've been. I gotta freaking get Slim Swayze up in this business. Got add people. If you guys want to get added to the call, just add me on Crotchshot Radio on Skype. So, hopefully we got Swayze.
Yes, one.
Skype.com. First ask your dad or mom. There you go.
Ask your doctor if Skype is right for you. We got Slim Swayze. Slim, what is up?
Poppin', man.
Long time no talk to.
Yeah, how you been, bro?
Burnt out, but you know.
Yeah, you working like a slave?
Working like a working like a dog. It's been a long day's night. Yeah. So now I actually quit.
This new Luke Radowski interviewing Prodigy from Mobb Deep.
Oh, Luke is using that $11,000 that he stole from Sick and Dying First Responders for that? Oh, nice.
And with Prodigy now and Mobb Deep.
Oh, nice. Dude, I should really just start a fund for maybe I should just start raising money for a cause.
I'd be going around interviewing 50 Cent and all them talking about the truth if I had that kind of money too.
Yeah, I mean seriously, does it even count? I mean really at this point with Luke doing that, it's like, oh well, he's doing good. Yeah, but he stole money, so he'll forever have an asterisk, at least in my opinion. And it should be,
yeah,
you know,
I'd be doing real good if I had a bunch of money too, man. I could make a lot of things happen with my network and my filmmaking and a whole bunch of shit. It takes money to make money.
Exactly.
And, you know.
I think
this ambush journalism thing's great. I'd do the more of this ambush journalism. The most respect I had for Alex Jones is when he ambushed that guy, and I would do it. I have no problems with that shit. I think it'd be great.
Yeah, I mean, look, I have to work two fucking jobs. You know, I quit one of them because, shit, they were paying me fucking peanuts, and it seemed like I was the only one doing the fucking job to begin with. That's another shit that had me pissed off. You know, freaking coming in, people.
The guy who makes the least works the hardest.
Yeah, right? You know,
the hardest makes the least amount of money.
I mean, they had me in the shift where I had the most responsibility, but, you know, I got shitted on the most, and I'm like, oh, God, all right. Bullshit. It's like, yeah. I was gonna end up killing somebody. And yes, I like bagels. You know, I got freaking Niagara. I love bagels. Like, you, everybody want to start bitching about the bagels. Bagels are delicious. I don't care.
New York's got the best in the world.
It's the water. It's the water.
Sourdough bread.
Yeah. We also got the best weed.
No, I think Vancouver or British Columbia is getting
better. I knew it as soon as I said that. No, my area got the best weeds.
I'm in Ontario, so, but I know I've been out west of BC, out in Vancouver, and they got some killer out there, man. Our weed's probably the same as the New York shit, because I'm outside of Toronto, so it's probably about the same as what you guys got, but that shit out in the West Coast, California or British Columbia, damn, I don't know what they fucking got in the soil out there. But.
Humboldt's bizniches. Oh man. So what are you about lately?
So, what's up with the show, man?
And we just asked each other the same question.
Shows coming up. Yeah, well, I got some good shit coming up. I got on Wednesday, I got DC The Truth and Omen Raw coming on the show on Wednesday at 5 o'clock to promote the new EP that they released together. It is, let me see here, what's the name of the new EP called? And I got Russian and Diamond coming on real soon. It's called A Place, Hell of a Place is the name of the EP. And I also have, on the 23rd, a really big show that I've been working on. It's a group called Rushton and Diamonds, and they are a hip-hop comedy duo from Vancouver, Canada. They're on Cool Keith's label and Cutmaster Kurt's label, Threshold Recordings. And they're a comedy hip-hop duo. They have two characters. One's like a Don Johnson-type character, and the other's like a British Lord-type character. And, I'm having them on the 23rd just to cut loose and do some entertaining. We're going to do, like, a comedy show and kind of looking forward to that.
Check this out. Wait, just this in? I mean, that sounds cool, Slim. Check out Slim's show. But check this out. Just in, I just clicked the link that you sent with the Luke Rakowski video.
Yeah.
So I decided to put a comment there. So this is what you use the 11K you stole from first responders to do. And I try to post it. You have been blocked by the owner of this video.
Oh, no. Let me do something then.
He fucking, the fucking little pussy bitch fucking wanted to block me. All right. So it's okay for him to make up lies about me and slander me, but if I come at him with the truth, oh, you're part of the New World Order. Alright. Yeah, I bet. If I was part of the New World Order, I wouldn't have to fucking kill myself with fucking bullshit jobs. Shit.
Yeah.
I would barely
so this is where all the money you stole went. Laugh out loud. If you didn't, please contact me. I would love to get you on my show to air it out, because I'm not sure if you did, but that's what I hear. So that's what I'm gonna write. Oh, it went through, so we'll see what see what happens out of that.
Yeah,
but you figure if he didn't, he would take any opportunity that he could to get on the air and air it out.
No, he won't. He really won't, because we've been after him for like a long ass time, and it was up until he was on this radio show and I freaking ambushed him. That's when he's like, and he still lied. And the thing is, people let him get away with shit because he's Luke Rakowski. You know, he fights the New World Order. Oh, like no one else does either. No one else tries to fucking fight the New World Order. Okay, well, you know what? If I could defraud thousands of dollars that were meant for people who are dying, that were collected in their name. Ugh. I mean, this shit, he really fucking disgusts me on a fucking daily. And the fact that he's allowed to fucking get away with it and he's not yelled about it wherever he goes, he's like, yo, so what you do with that? What? In fact, not even, that's on top of the 85K he took between 2007 and 2008. So, I mean, it's like, you know, hey, he's making some nice coin, you know. I'm the bad guy. I'm the COINTELPRO one. I'm the one that freaking fuck it. I don't even want to name his name because then that would just cause more bullshit. But people threatening
about him, man.
Fucking people threatening to punch me in my face at Ground Zero or threatening to get me arrested by pulling some shit, and then with the same breath call me COINTELPRO while they tell me they're gonna use COINTELPRO tactics just to get rid of me because I dare. I mean, how the ugh.
The one thing I'll give that Craig guy is at least he came on the show, you know, and he didn't dish out like Luke. He can talk a good game, and it's still hard to get down to the real bottom of what his deal is, because I don't know a whole shitload about Freemasonry, but what I do know is, you know, you don't get to those really, really high levels without, you know, pushing some agenda. So I don't know, but at least I'll give him the respect that he came on my show, took questions from the chat room, took questions from Mark Youngworth, the questions from me, you know, so, that, you know, a lot more than I can say for Luke.
It's because Luke thinks he doesn't owe anything, and when it comes to Craig, Craig is trying to, he's trying to justify himself. You know, I got a feeling he knows deep down what he did, what he's doing is fucked up, and, you know, It's whatever. I'm not, you know, I exposed Craig. I mean, he's exposed himself. And a lot of what he says is just wrong, man. I can't get my head around. So, we expose that. Okay, who's behind this agenda? The Freemasons. Oh, okay, they're part of this agenda. They're part of the, oh, I'm just going to join them. Oh, okay.
Well, the thing is I can understand somebody saying, you know what, I've read a lot of shit on the internet and I've done a whole bunch of research, but if I really want to know what's going on with this shit, then I'm going to have to learn myself and find out what's up. And even then you can't, because lodge to lodge is different. But I even thought about joining to find out what the fucking real deal is. But looking like me all tattooed and shit, it's not going to take long for them to find out that, you know, I do a radio show, and they're not going to tell me shit. So it was, you know, it was a waste of time. But I think that people getting involved in these organizations, good people, it's like police. Police fucking suck, but we do need good people getting involved in policing, or else the world is just going to be that much closer to despotism that much faster.
Well, I mean, look, have you ever seen that that movie Serpico?
Yeah.
I mean, he was
the link right now for the radio show. Is it in our chat? Go ahead. I just want to send it out to some people and see if I can get some more people tuned in.
Ah, cool. The reason why I bring up Serpico is because, I mean, you're talking about good people joining the police force, and this was a point that was made to me. I mean, if you're a good cop, you're going to get killed on the job. I mean, look at what happened to John O'Neill. First day on the job, freaking head of security of the World Trade Center. On September 11th. I mean, if you're a good person in law enforcement, and you're not part of the agenda, and you're not going to go along with their shenanigans, yeah, you're dead. I did a quick video in front of the very building where Serpico got shot. You know, talking about because he got shot in my neighborhood. In fact, if it wasn't for the fact that the front doors were locked, I would have actually did it in front of the very apartment where he got shot. But you know, it frustrates me. It amazes me that we've let this shit get this far. And I've been having this conversation with people, you know, talking to this chick, and you know, of course, I get called crazy for even wanting to look into this. It's like, you know, who's gonna do this? I mean, all people want to talk about is fucking American Idol, these other reality shows, and the thing that fucking just makes me laugh is they have debates on this. They debate each other on this trivial bullshit when the whole world is going to hell. Hell, look, I walk around in my neighborhood. I got fucking nutcases freaking holding signs that the fucking world is going to end on Saturday.
And you think?
What, on May? Yeah, I had a friend of mine write a blog about that, Christian. I talked about that a few months ago on my show. I have a friend who writes a blog, and he wants the guy to admit when it doesn't happen that his God does not exist. So I thought that was pretty cool.
I mean, and that's not even a fair assessment, because in the Bible it says the Lord's day is coming as of a thief in the night. No one knowing the appointed time. It's in the Bible. It's written there. God says it himself, you're not going to know when it's coming. I'm going to sucker punch you with this fucking shit. I mean, and really, okay, so if it is May 21st, this was a point that I heard made on the Joe Crummy show this morning. Because he was interviewing one of these guys. He's like, So what if we repent, we're gonna get saved? But how is that genuine? How would that be genuinely loving God if you're just doing it to save your own ass? It's not real. So why would God give a date for that? So that way what?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And the guy and he even said he asked the guy, so what now, since the world is gonna end on May 21st, did you spend up all your money and have a good time? No.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, this May, what is it, May 21st or something? Or May
Yeah, no, it's May 21st. They actually I gotta post this on my wall. I took a picture because on the New York City subways, you see this advertisement for this, like the it's coming, In fact, let me see. Let me pull it up on my phone because I took a picture with my phone. Yes, global earthquake, the greatest ever. Judgment Day, May 21st, 2011. Get the book, The Doomsday Code. So, I mean, that's, you know, I mean, you got these people going nuts like this. I mean, like, and a part of me wants to think,
They want people to fear, right? They want, like, you know, they push this fear because people will do very strange things when they're scared. They will either, you know, pay them money. And that's, I watched it. There's a great film out there called Anatomy of Hate. And it's phenomenal. It's about fear, and it's about, you know, racial groups and human beings in general, Palestine, Israel, and all these different conflicts. And it talks about fear and how people will do very strange things, you know, when they're scared. Fear is the mother of violence, you know. That's just, it's very, very interesting film. Definitely you should check it out.
Well, I mean, and also part of me, because I kind of have a little bit of hope in humanity, part of me wants to believe that people know that there's something wrong going on, and they can't explain it because they don't look into it. So, if they don't look into it, they gotta come up and make up crap and say, hey, this is what's going wrong. And I can understand that, but once you start looking into what's going on and you start educating yourself, I'm like, okay, this is why the world is heading the way it's heading. It's not because it's not, you know, and who knows? Maybe when they say Judgment Day, maybe May 21st is when the economy is going to crash out or when the government is going to crash out. I mean, how come we don't hear about the government shutting down now anymore? Well, I mean, the U.S. government. I know you're in Canada. Let me just be specific.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah. So, I mean, you don't hear about that. You don't hear about Libya anymore. I haven't heard about Libya. I mean, except for the fact, oh, well, we don't know whether Muammar Gaddafi is dead or alive. And then Muammar Gaddafi freaking sent a phone call. It's like ever since they finally admitted that Osama's dead, even though he's been dead, in my opinion, for the past 10 years. In fact, let me read a little something because I left a comment on someone's picture because they had a picture of the World Trade Center, and I said, you know, that was an inside job. And he goes, never speculate. You don't know everything, mate. Who knows who did it when we will never know. So I said, well, allow me to break it down real quick. The political events surrounding 9/11 cannot be ignored and can be the real motive than they hate our freedoms line. The way those three buildings came down, 1, 2, and the smoking gun itself, 7, went down was contrary to the way it was designed. Yes, jet fuel was accounted for, the design of the buildings, because they were designed to take multiple plane hits. You're right, Ricky, we may never know 100%, but think, why is that? Isn't it because they carted away the evidence from the crime scene almost immediately? Our then mayor was a U.S. district attorney. He knows something about preserving evidence. It still pisses me off that the remains of the dead were dumped off at a landfill like garbage, which is how they feel about all of us. The fact that to this day, Osama bin Laden has never been charged by the FBI with the crimes of 9/11. Go check it out on the FBI Most Wanted on Osama bin Laden's poster. No mention of on terrorist acts on New York City, Washington, or Pennsylvania. Why is that? Could that be because admittedly that there is no evidence linking bin Laden to 9/11? I mean, look, I was hasty saying that it was an inside job because it's not entirely accurate anymore. One, Pakistani ISI wired money to Mohammed Atta, one of the alleged hijackers. How do you think they found out who hijacked the planes so fast? According to the mainstream news, the hijackers were staying on a U.S. Air Force base in Pensacola, Florida. It was also reported by the mainstream media that they were trained in U.S. spy schools. 3, Osama bin Laden had been dead for years. In an interview, assassinated politician Benazir Bhutto admitted that he was dead, and Hamid Karzai admitted that he was at Bin Laden's funeral. He had kidney disease. He was seen by the CIA section chief in Pakistan on the day of 9/11, mainstream media. In fact, recently, take this with a grain of salt, Iran's intelligence said that Bin Laden had been dead for years. So who did they kill? And more importantly, if the boogeyman is dead, then the war is over, correct? No. More fear-mongering to take away our freedoms. Obama equals Bush. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Look at the policies. One of the main reasons that there are so many conspiracy theories these days is that so many past conspiracy theories were ultimately proven true. So on and so forth, and yet he still has yet to... I mean, this is a conversation I'm having with a lot of people. Just smacking them with the truth. Hello?
Yeah, man, I'm here. Sorry, I'm doing a bunch of different things at once. I'm networking. I think my buddy Sam's tuned in, so I just want to send out shout-outs to him. He's tuning in from the UK, and I think he'll really enjoy your show. He's a big supporter of my buddy, well, you know him too, Mark Youngworth, and he really hates, he's got a good name for what's he called, Craig Fitzdevil.
Look, I've known Craig for years. I know him personally. I have actually been in his house, and I remember seeing those Freemasonic books even then, and he told everyone that he was just studying them to see what the enemy is doing. And then all of a sudden, we see him that he joined up. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's kind of scary.
I mean, hey... That's you know, he's an anarchist too. So I mean, I don't understand how you can be an anarchist and a Freemason at the same time.
Yeah, and also I have a friend of mine from the UK who he's an anarchist like me as well. And to be a nationalist, like you know, or even a capitalist is you know, not they definitely they. It's definitely strange to be an anarchist and also be nationalist and things like that, you know.
Well, they've got a group called the National Anarchists, which is a total load of bunk.
Did you say that
a Freemason as well?
Yeah. So.
You cannot. That is totally stupid because historically, anarchists don't lean on religion, and you have to have certain types of beliefs to be a Freemason.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for example, they ask, who do you trust? And if you don't answer God, they will escort you out of the lodge. I'm not kidding.
Yep.
Yeah, it's craziness. Yo, man, I gotta get going. But I want to thank you for having me on, bro. And Sam, definitely continue to come and check out Louis B's show. I don't think he's on. Yeah, you're on Facebook, so make sure you give Sam contact so that he can check out your show often.
All right, cool. Yeah, thanks. Like to thank Slim Swayze for coming on. Slim Swayze, fire out your link and tell people when you're on.
All right, cool. I'm on 5 o'clock Eastern time till 8 most weekdays. I was on Monday to Friday, but I had to cut it back a bit. And, you know, I'm on most weekdays. And we got other hosts starting up soon, too. And that's from Swayze.com. Like I said, on the 24th or the 23rd of May, I got Rushton and Diamonds coming on, a hip-hop comedy duo from Canada here, Vancouver. And... I got Omen Raw and DC The Truth coming on this Wednesday, and I'm always got lots of independent and underground and truth hip-hop artists on, and we're releasing a mixtape, the Slim Swayze Take the Red Pill Activist mixtape, which should be out in a couple weeks. And, yeah, you can check the site out. There's music going there 24/7 if live shows aren't going on, and everybody's welcome to come and check it out.
Sweet. Alrighty, man. That's Slim Swayze. Thanks for coming on.
Alright, bro. Thanks, man. Cool. Peace out.
Peace. We got, we got 6 minutes left to the show. Well, 5 minutes. Oh, man. What else we got going on here, man? Let me get to this last article before we say boom, bitty, bye-bye. The chickens have come home to roost when the feminist son is falsely accused from rape. This is from the False Rape Society blog. The principal contribution feminism has made to the public discourse about rape is to convince people that women don't lie about it. This mindset has caused the crime to be taken more seriously, but it has also caused an unacceptable number of innocent men and boys to be arrested on the basis of unsubstantiated rape claims that turn out to be lies. As some of you may know, this happened to me, an ex-girlfriend of mine, me being me, Louie, was falsely accused of rape because the chick she was a lesbian. And she wanted to hide the fact that she didn't want to let her parents find out she was a lesbian. So she started dating me to cover that fact. Of course, she didn't tell me she was lesbian, so she didn't let me in on this. So, of course, you know, I had the pleasure in taking her out, you know, places, paying for shit. And she didn't want to hold my hand. She didn't want to kiss me. Let's not even think about sex. You know, for
wouldn't
9
months. Hold your hand?
Nah. After 9 months, you know, I would move heaven and hell to see her because I was working and going to school. So I would actually make time to try to see her. Till one day I go and she's making out with her best friend. So, you know, I broke up with her then, because I was like, so you've been wasting my time for 9 months. I could have been dating someone else instead of wasting my money on you. So, instead of just letting me go, she runs and tells her family because she was afraid I was going to, you know, tell them, which I was, because, you know, her family took a liking to me. You know,
you can blame that song, I live in a material world and I'm just a material girl.
Huh? Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I was dragged, you know, I got my ass kicked by the family, dragged to the police station. She had to recant because she refused to take the rape kit test. You know, by the bing, by the boom, my life could have been over. So when I hear stories stories about women lying about rape just to get out of trouble, or you know, to teach a guy a lesson in manners, it's like,
I heard 20% of them end up recanting. I wonder how much more of that is lies.
Yeah, dude, how much of that is based on racism to begin with? Because a lot of times you see all these black guys, they're finally coming out of jail because of DNA, but prison doesn't rehabilitate anybody. So these guys, they come out and they're just as, they become, you know, just as criminal as... You know, as a person that went in for an actual crime, because they had to change in order to stay alive in there.
I'm more concerned with people being rehabilitated than quote unquote punished, because if you punish them and you bring them out, they're going to do the same shit again. If they rehabilitate them, then even if they're not punished, yeah, people will be pissed, but there's more of a chance that they won't go back into society and do that. That's higher on my priority list.
Right. Right. Yeah, but anyways, this woman don't lie mindset underlies the recent Department of Education's April 4th directive mandating that college disciplinary proceedings for sexual assault cases apply a preponderance of the evidence as opposed to a higher standard. Such standard requires that a panel find that there is only a slightly greater chance that your son raped his accused in order to expel him and permanently mar his future in significant, often catastrophic ways, as one writer explained, that the level of uncertainty is genuinely unacceptable to most people in making any important decision. Would you decline further medical testing if your doctor told you that your tumor was 51% likely to be benign? Would you drive over a bridge that structural engineers said was 51% likely not to collapse under your car? Yet somehow your government says that level of uncertainty is just fine and dandy for your son. All that matters is that that more rapists are snagged, so if some innocent young men get snagged with them, that's a price your government is willing to pay. This woman don't lie mindset manifests itself in other ways too. Several months ago, mainstream feminist guru Jessica Valenti endorsed turning sex into a presumed crime any woman carries rape by putting the burden of proof to show consent on the accused male. If you think that this was some offhand musing of a feminist looking to snag a headline, you'll be wrong. It is an idea seriously touted by criminal law professor and feminist Michelle Alexandra, and separately by Professor Susan Cargelia. Under this standard, if a jury in a rape trial doesn't know who to believe, which is common in he said she said rape cases, the male goes to prison for rape because he can't meet the burden of proving consent. That, my friends, is
that is so bullshit because you're supposed to get off if there's a reasonable doubt.
Exactly. My friends, is jurisprudence bordering on pathology. Sadly, most progressive sympathetic to women's causes, even I dare say most self-proclaimed feminists who pay lip service to the feminist sexual assault mantras, but whose devotion to women causes doesn't center on sexual assault, aren't even aware that such proposals are being touted, much less that they have achieved widespread acceptance among the people who genuinely dominate the public discourse about rape. What will get their attention? What gets their attention?
Mm-hmm. Here's the problem. I mean, I've been talking about this to somebody about this, where they were bringing up, well, maybe the women should be punished if it's found that they lied, you know, if they admit that they lie.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with that is if you do that, they're going to come out less and less, and more innocent men might go to jail. That's the problem with that. It's a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation.
Yeah. It's like, why are you defending yourself? You're obviously guilty. Oh, how come you're not defending yourself? You're obviously guilty.
A thousand lashes, every woman who lies.
Yeah, no, if anybody remembers, under the Lou World Order, if a woman is caught lying about rape, she's immediately put to death, because that's the same. To me, that is the same as raping someone. Is lying about rape and trying to ruin someone's life.
Horrible, but I don't know if I'd want to put her to death.
Well, yeah, no, but you gotta learn. You gotta freaking make an example and be like, look, you can't be going around ruining someone's life because it's inconvenient or it's convenient. Or gets you off of trouble. But anyways, back to this article. We saw this in the case of Jesse Chang, the college feminist activist who says he was falsely accused of rape. Now comes a heart-wrenching piece by a feminist mother whose son has been falsely accused of rape. Here is an excerpt. Despite no evidence, despite the fact that she is obviously a troubled woman, despite other attempts by her in the past to accuse people of hurting her in some way, despite her own admissions of wanting to sue others, still, despite my son's spotless record and the support of a myriad of women who have known him for years, the state has chosen to pursue this case. If you think that women don't lie to get back at men, how naive can you be? Yet we live in a culture of women don't lie, a culture fostered by women's groups since the 70s, a culture I have helped create, a philosophy I believed. Because why would a woman lie? The process of coming forward, going through the legal system, was so horrific, so humiliating. Why in the world would a woman put herself through it? But that was then. Then sexual abuse was hidden and women were maligned and humiliated if they dared come forward. And strong, brave women stood up for the rights of their children and themselves. Now, there are women's groups with a strong political voice. There are women in political office, police women, and so on. Men and women are now predisposed to believe women when they accuse someone of rape. It's sometimes a knee-jerk reaction that we have not evaluated for its veracity. We have.
It's a hard thing because if my little sister came in here and said someone raped her,
yeah,
I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I mean, like I said, I didn't rape this chick, but she went. She told her family that I did. They didn't check her facts. They didn't check anything. They just came. They kicked my ass and they dragged me to the police station.
You can almost understand them. I mean,
yeah, no, of course. I mean, and I've said this before, like, rightfully so. I don't blame them. I'm pissed off. It sucked. It hurt. Especially after 9 months. I mean, the way I thought, I'm like, after 9 months, I didn't get no ass, and I'm getting my ass kicked for not even getting to fucking look at the pussy. This is bullshit.
Really got your ass kicked for this?
I got my ass kicked.
Wow, I thought you were just giving.
No, no, this. No, this really happened to me. I was 19, dating this chick. She was a lesbian. She freaking accused me of rape.
By a girl's dad, where he said that if I didn't break up with her, he was going to press, you know, charges of rape on me. So
yeah, no, I mean, her brother, and her father,
because I knew where that was going to end.
Yeah. So, you know, she didn't want her family finding out that I caught her freaking cheating on me with a chick. Cause they were a Christian family, so. And yet to this day she hates my guts for no reason.
Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor.
Yeah, well, that and I guess, you know, shit, I don't know. It's like you know, so I mean it's so yeah, no, literally I freaking got my ass kicked. So when I hear shit like this, fucking pisses me off to no end. To no end, I'm freaking upset and angry about this. And every time I hear this, oh really? And this is socially acceptable. Did they pursue like false allegation charges against her? No. In fact, the police looked at me like, "Well, kid, you lucked out. Keep your nose clean. Get the fuck out."
That's probably all they could have told you. They probably knew that it wasn't going anywhere after that.
Yeah, well, but the thing is, why didn't they turn around and, you know, it's
politically correct.
Yeah.
So, you know, that would make women scared to report rape. And, you know, what if she really got raped and the guy didn't get prosecuted, you know?
Yeah, well. That's yeah, the but the thing is, it could have led to me getting my ass killed. Oh, I would have been, you know, I would have gotten railroaded. I would have had to do time. And the kicker would be, oh, well. You know, I didn't even get a chance to fucking hit it. I didn't get a chance to fucking taste the pussy, and I'm going to jail for a skin wrap without even slapping those skins. I mean, how tragic is that? You don't get no sex, but you're going to jail for stealing sex.
And there you'll have sexual experiences that won't be possible.
I tell you what, that was the beginning of the end of me respecting women. That was really the beginning of the end. I was the type of guy that would be like, you know, you don't call women bitches, you don't call women whores, you know, you don't hit a girl, you don't do this, you know, because it's not right, because they're ladies.
But the funny thing is, like, two women I respected were in the chat room, in your chat room there today, Christy and that Enrique girl. But,
they're still there.
That's very rare.
You know, and now me is like, if I get disrespected by a chick, I will call her a cunt without even blinking now. Yeah, it's messed up, but, you know, it's
I don't know how it is messed up, because if you think of things on an equal playing level and what they get away with, like busting your headlights out, keying your car.
Oh yeah, how's that work?
There's songs. There are songs out there. I think it was Carrie Underwood, is that her name? Where she made a song about busting her boyfriend's headlights out and keying his car because she thought he was cheating.
Oh, yeah, no, and you see a lot of R&B songs where, you know, the guy's got caught cheating and they just burn his shit down. And
that's
like,
not normal behavior. Why doesn't she just break up with him? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, she should yell at him, of course.
Not even that. Really, not even that. Just go. I mean, really.
I would say that if a woman cheated on me, I would say, okay. I'd say my piece, and I'd break it off.
Nah, I would just bounce, because you know what? She, you know, it really doesn't pay, because you saying shit isn't gonna hurt her, isn't going to do anything to her. It's just gonna be like, all right, bye.
But every guy who's dated regularly has been cheated on.
Yeah, no,
I'm sure you have.
Oh yeah,
been,
epically, epically cheated on. Shit, epically, holy fuck, and I'm like scratching my head. I'm like, how the fuck did I? But I did everything right. I did everything right, and you know.
Gotta
it's
be
like,
fair, men cheat too.
Well, yeah, no shit, but I've never cheated. I've never cheated. Me personally, I've never cheated, which, you know, and you know, it just says, oh well, life's not fair, and you know, it's like, okay, well, fuck it. It's like, but you know, whenever I tell that story, a lot, most women say, well, you know, you really got to look at yourself and what you did wrong. I'm like, but what the fuck did I do wrong? And even if I did do something,
feminist bullshit, where you got to look at, I mean, if something goes wrong with men, they got to look at what they did wrong. But if something goes wrong with women, the men still got to look at what they did wrong.
Yeah. I mean, oh, well, she cheated on you for a reason. Maybe you weren't doing what you were. I mean, it's like, really? So there's never a point in time when she's just a fucking heartless skank. No, there isn't. No, because all men are assholes, apparently. So,
oh,
like,
I
all
saw
right.
The show. I forgot it was what it was called. I was sitting in my mom's living room. I can't remember what show it was. It was about, like, women who were killers. I don't know what channel it was on.
Oh, and I snapped.
All throughout the... No, that wasn't it. All throughout the thing, you had this short-haired woman, I don't know if she was a lesbian or not, explained how these women had been wronged, each and every single one of them, and as it went through.
Yeah, but of course it's their guy's fault that, you know. I mean, look, I understand if she snapped because the dude's like freaking torturing her and slapping her up every day. Yeah, you know what? You pretty much deserve it. Because, you know, people tend to, like, get pissed off after a while. Like, oh, you're going to get... Oh, it's Tuesday, time to get punched in my face. Oh, it's Wednesday, time to get punched in the face.
Where men will have killed their wives because their wives divorced them, took everything they had. They take child support from them. They never get to see their kids ever, even with supervision. I mean, they fuck up their lives totally. There's been cases like that.
Yeah. Oh, no, there was this, it's kind of funny, the men's right movement. There was this guy that he was fighting to see his daughter for, like, 17 years in the British courts. He actually, I mean, he actually stood on top of, I guess, I forgot what they call it. I want to say a banister. I forgot her name. But, or barrister, I don't know what the fuck they call them. Assholes over there. But, you know... that he was denied to see his daughter because the wife had a new boyfriend. So they took away his rights. But of course he had to continue paying child support.
That's why they took them away? There weren't any other reasons, like false reasons given?
They took away his rights, I mean, because the wife simply started seeing someone else.
There were no false reasons given.
Not from what I saw.
Wow. That's the future for America.
It's... Oh, no, but at least Britain, they started going after women who falsely who screamed rape. You know, and it turned out to be fools. They're actually prosecuting these women now.
It's a good sign.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, of course, here in the U.S., it's going to take a while for people to get the message. I mean, I know it's happened once with that dude. He was sentenced to 20 years. He was in jail for 4 years. And then this chick, only because she went to church and she confessed, and the priest was like, you gotta recant your story and get this innocent man out of jail.
There are some priests who will not forgive their sins until they go and do whatever. Because they have the power to remit, they say. I mean, to retain their sin. I've talked with some priests that said, I will not remit their sins until they do blah, 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 blah. They can't personally go tell because their priesthood would be taken away and all that.
Yeah, but here's the kicker. This chick got sentenced to just 4 years just for lying. 4 years?
Did the guy get any money back for...
I'm pretty sure he did. I don't know. I don't know because I didn't follow the story after that. I was just like, great. But then I've also talked about Christy Magnum, the black chick that falsely accused the Duke lacrosse players, that how she killed her boyfriend. She stabbed him to death. First of all, I mean, and I've made this point, like, first of all, look, dude, the dead dude, you got to take some responsibility for that one. This is the first time I'm just going to say this. You have to take some responsibility for you getting killed. You don't know how to fucking Google? She threatened her last guy, her last boyfriend before this dude, the father of her children, that she was going to stab him to death. And she set his clothes on fire, almost killing her own damn kids. That was pretty freaking, that was pretty freaking really wide known. I'm like, nigga, you don't know how to Google? I Google almost every chick that I meet.
I need to think about that. I haven't thought about doing that.
I Google. I do like a little mini investigation. I try to find their Facebook, try to read their Facebook. I try to find what they're about before I move forward. This dude, I mean, how did that, you know... And really, this chick is famous for trying to screw over guys, and you want to date her? And she wasn't even that good looking. I wouldn't put up with that bullshit. I would. What's your name, Krista Mac? Oh hell no! I'd be like, no. Get in my car, drive away. If I knew how to drive, which. Yeah, suck it.
There are some guys who know those things, and they are stupid enough to...
Yeah, well, yeah, that we call those retards. So. Oh, goodness. Fuck it. I'm going to go into overtime. I haven't, you know, I barely do any shows because I've been fucking burnt the fuck out. Ugh. I'm just burnt. Lately, I've just been burnt out when it comes to people, when it comes to a lot of things. I've just been burnt the fuck out. It's just that, you know, lately I've been getting short with people. I just don't want to put up with no one's bullshit. And really, I'm just trying not to argue. So if I have, like, problems with people, I keep my mouth shut because I really just don't want to fight. Because if I know if I start telling people what I have a problem with, I'm just going to get more and more pissed off. And especially...
I hope you have a room that you can walk in every day and scream at the top of your lungs.
Oh, no. I actually have a room where there's a sharp knife and there's a bag of sand. And I just fucking stab the shit out of it every day.
What happens when the sand?
I just sweep it up, get a new bag. I mean, you know, getting a burlap sack is, you know, it's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
you know, just go to the hardware store, you get a new one. You know.
Is this just me, or did the chat stop in your thing too?
No one's talking. Erica's like, right, Erica says, how Puerto Rican. Yeah, no, it really is. It the really is. I am.
You have been idle for.
I know it's pretty fucking. It's pretty fucking stereotypical of me. Just
Dapper
to. Like, yeah. For me to fucking get pissed off and just start stabbing the fuck out of something. Like, look, it's. I would rather, you know. And the only reason is I tried punching it. I tried kicking it. I tried lifting it up and body slamming the shit. But nothing feels as good as actually fucking stabbing the shit. It's like, you know, you just go into the basement and you just, like, unleash hell. And then you come back up and he's like, oh, hi. At least I'm not killing people.
It'll go through. It wouldn't frustrate you like a piece of board that the knife wouldn't go through.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's just, and it ain't illegal, I'm not hurting anybody, I'm freaking relieving my frustration in the most violent way I can. Crotch Shot Radio brand steak knives. The Luzu knives.
Can market that, but you gotta give Casey a share of the profit.
I will. He'll get a sack lunch.
There you go, Casey. A sack lunch more than you had.
Yes, every month I'll send them a sandwich in a sack with potato chips. Fuck it, I just send them I'll send them a $9.50 just to get them a
If it's through the mail, it better be something like peanut butter that won't go bad immediately.
Yeah, I guess.
Peanut butter sandwich.
Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Wait. Yeah, we got Anon going, really? Really? Like, it's wrong to stab a burlap sack.
It says like, Anon, that's me.
Oh.
Anyway.
Oh, that was you going,
It says my cutch in my chat still. That's stupid.
Yeah. So. Oh man, this next article. So if anybody's pissed off, get yourself a burlap sack, fill it up with sand, get a knife, and stab the fuck out of that motherfucker. Make sure it isn't an actual motherfucker, because then you'll go to jail for murder. But you know, stabbing a burlap sack full with sand is very cleansing. It really is. Just getting out all that frustration as you visualize actually stabbing somebody.
Goodness, who do you visualize stabbing? That could be problematic.
Well, not if you don't actually do it and carry it out or plans. You know, it's more like a fantasy. You know, it's like, oh, God.
I just hope it's not your mom, you know?
No, of course not. Don't be silly. Trust me, it's no one I'm related to. Nah, I have a separate dummy for that one. That I just smack around. Be like, I am not a loser! I'm not a loser! I'm not a... You know. I have two burlap sacks of sand. One I just smack around. The other I stab. Yes. Ninja B. So anyways, this next one is school safety assassination drill sends students running for their lives. This happened in Chicago. The sound of gunshots split the air last Friday at a Rockford area high school, sending students seeking shelter anywhere they could, including off campus, to save their lives. What students didn't know was the shots they heard came from a cap gun discharged by a disguised sheriff's deputy in an elaborate school safety drill. Yeah, what's next? I mean, what's next? They're gonna have the guy dressed up as a rapist, and he's gonna run screaming, "I'm gonna rape you!" just to scare the shit out of kids. Yeah, this is a safety drill. We're going to freaking do something that's going to make everyone go ape shit and, you know, and run for their fucking lives, perhaps stomping somebody out and having someone in the risk of getting killed while you're fucking pulling these stupid shenanigans. First of all, that's not how you train someone to deal with a situation. They have drills for a reason. So that way you learn how to calmly and with your wits get the fuck out of Dodge. Because if you're just teaching people to get panic, they're going to run out without even looking, get hit by a car. They're just not using their brain. What's Orangeville Junior Senior High School student Skylar Walters told NBC 13, he was in a gym class when he heard the shots and a man calling a fellow student's name. Kids were just running everywhere and crying and hiding, ran off school grounds. I mean, as fucked up as it sounds kind of funny to me. It's like, oh shit, they just ran. They're like, fuck this, I'm going home. I started praying to God and saying my last words. See, you know, and then you scare the shit out of the people. Because you know what? There's some people that when they get scared, they just stay there. Yeah. Orion's reflection says, the Japanese let people smash rooms with baseball bats to get their stress out. Yeah, see, I don't get that destructive. I fucking just stab a burlap sack full of sand. I should really film myself doing that. I'm going to film myself doing that just, you know, as a how-to to relieve stress.
Yeah, but...
What?
Just make sure you title it that you're imagining anybody because they can see that as a threat, huh?
Well, you know, as long as I don't mention names.
This is my imaginary friend. No, then he'll look crazy.
No. It's like... I'll just put it under martial arts. This is how you stab someone on the ground. First, you want to aim for the head first. So... Dude, I would really love to go into those rooms, those smash rooms he's talking about in Orion. Anyways, back to this article here. Nicole Fishburne told WREX she received an automated text message from the school the day of the drill, but was instructed not to tell her son about the exercise and not to answer her phone should he attempt to call her. Yeah, nice. Nice. School officials said the drill was carried out in compliance with state mandates and never got out of control, but parents and students say it went too far. Yeah, no shit. You have kids fucking running off school grounds. Fucking just you know, be like, fuck this. Yeah, I mean, look, I don't blame the kids. In fact, good on them, because you know what? The police MO... They'll have you waiting 4 hours fucking getting shot because you're a fish in a barrel. You know, you're in one spot before they even decide to do anything. They'll just wait till the guy to shoot himself in the head. Be like, oh, okay, well, you know. We saved your lives, ha ha ha. And Chicago...
Yeah. Hours later.
Yeah. So... the kids didn't learn anything except to basically run for your lives, Fishburne told WREX. I think this could have been a complete lawsuit. Yeah, no shit. Orangeville Superintendent Randy Otto says the investigation is underway following the mock safety drill. There are some situations, all I can say is right now, there are some situations that occurred during the drill that are under investigation by the board. Otto says that while local law enforcement was on board with the drill, this was his idea. I was trying to set up something that we could go through a controlled scenario to see what we can do to make our school safer in the future. I got an idea. Teach kids how to shoot.
Got an idea. Don't send them to that godforsaken school in the first place.
Well, that's another thing, but I'm more on board of teaching them how to shoot. Because they're gonna need that. They're gonna need to know that. In fact, don't send them to school and teach them to shoot. Yep. Yep. What else?
They should each have a gun, have a pistol in their desk.
Either that or a knife. Perhaps a slingshot. Some click-clacks, as it were. Have you ever had those click-clacks?
What are you referring to as a click-clack?
Those things, those plastic things that you...
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It's got the plastic things that clack together, and you got your hand on the handle, and you wave it up and down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember when those came out, man. Those were like the shits. I'm like, how is this fun?
Oh, no. Maybe
thank God for PSP. Thank you, Jesus. So.
My phone's about to die here, so I'm going to... Yeah, call it a knife.
Same here. Like to thank everyone for listening. Big shout out to Slim Swayze for coming on. Mike, thanks for coming on. Got Casey, IVAMU, Nancy, Nyerica, Christy, Orion, Anon, and all those lovely people that make the Crotch Out Radio Show worth doing. Anyways, this has been the Crotch Out Radio Show, as always, from my house to your house. Mahalo. Hope you're all right. It's been rough for me, thinking all night about the places I've been. If I maybe sit a little bit more, you might have left.